All right, let's all do a USP, please. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any
sins. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For cleansing me.
For cleansing
me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all
unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to John 1:9.
Okay, I'll pray now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you do for us. We thank you for the 6:33 timeline that you're giving us right now. And as the corporate prayer goes out right now, to bless everybody who's on the 6:33 program, be it in the morning, be it now, whenever it is.
And all ABCers.
And all ABCers and their families and their friends in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
We pray right now for at 6:33, Matthew 6:33, that we seek first the kingdom of God. That, Lord God, no matter what's trying to distract each and every one of us, that we pray that you help us prioritize you and seeking you and your kingdom. And because we do that, you're going to help us through and add everything that we need in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that everyone's debt-free. We thank you, Lord, for prospering everyone. We thank you, Lord, for healing and accelerating that healing right now as we have this corporate anointing and healing and health. And we thank you, Lord, for resolving every challenge that is coming against every person in any way, shape, or form. Lord God, we call the ones that aren't serving you in our family the prodigals. We ask you, Lord, to bring the prodigals home like you brought the prodigal son back right now in Jesus' name. We thank you where two or more agree touching anything on this earth that shall be done by our Heavenly Father. And where one can put 1,000 to flight and 2, 10,000, Lord God, there's more of us than two. So therefore, all those demons, devils, and evil spirits have to flee because we are submitted to you, God, according to James 4:7. And because we're submitted to you to do your word, that we submit to you, and then these demons, devils, and evil spirits and challenges flee right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every challenge coming against every person. We bind up any kind of evil in any way, shape, or form. We say that every negative word spoken against any of us that doesn't line up with the word of God, we cancel it, make it null and void in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that the angels of God and the powers of heaven go out right now to minister on our behalf and hasten to actively watch over and perform your word to make it come to pass quickly, that all our prayers come to pass quicker than normal.
Amen.
We ask you for more grace, more mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for more angels of God and bigger angels of God that help us in every way, shape, or form. We bind up any kind of attack and retaliation against us and tell you to stop and cease and desist your maneuvers now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that we get so many praise reports that it's just amazing what God is doing in our midst. And we just continue to praise you and thank you and love you and worship you and thank you for all you've done. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Okay. Yeah. Did you feel an intensity of that anointing on you? Because we were all in agreement. It's intensifying. And so this is what's happening when we're praying, not just at 6:33 in the morning, but that's going to be our main thing. But we're going to be praying also at 6:33 in the evening. So we're also going to pray this because a lot of people have been attacked in their sleep. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that God has promised and caused each and every one of us to have sweet, deep, uninterrupted, rejuvenating, healing sleep. And we all wake up restored, rejuvenated, and re-energized in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Lord God, that when we sleep, we bind up any demons, devils, and evil spirits, and you cannot give us bad dreams or thoughts. And that we ask you, Holy Spirit, to download into us the dreams that are from heaven and from God. And so we thank you that as we dream, that it will be the secret mysteries of Christ Jesus imparted to us, and that we're protected when we sleep. Even our dreams are protected. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's do some worship. I'm going to mute everybody, okay?
Take up your holy throne. your holy throne deep within my heart. Take the place that is yours alone deep within my heart. And of the increase of your government there shall be no end. There shall
Okay. This will be our teaching for tonight.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank Charlie and Annie for helping us with the questions. They were a big help setting things up for us. We really appreciate that. Thank you both very, very much.
Yeah, did a great job.
Yeah. And the purpose of the movie is to get you thinking in a spiritual way. And, you know, it's one thing for us to sit here and talk to you the way we do, but when you can see it acted out in a form that kind of puts things in a perspective, we think it's a very good thing to do. And we're looking forward to comments back and forth and discussions about this so that we can really delve into and get to the root challenges. Because let's be honest, most of us are facing challenges from the devil. And the best way to do it is to go to war. So let's start with the first question for tonight, number 9. In the scene of Tony and Elizabeth arguing in the kitchen, what was the main sin committed that brought strife into their home and affected their daughter? And what scripture would you go along with your answer?
Okay, hold on just a minute. Okay, everyone should be able to unmute now. All right, so here's the scripture. Proverbs 28:25. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. So the answer, what scripture could go along with your answer? That's one good scripture. But what is the sin that was committed and brought strife into their home? Obviously, it's always going to be what?
Pride.
And pride comes what? Before destruction.
For destruction.
Body, spirit. Mm-hmm. Or a fall. So we don't want strife or any evil works that come with strife. So anytime there is arguing, every time there is a challenge, between people, it usually is pride that is behind the whole thing. It might be hiding, but it's there. Okay, so we need to always, when we sin, there's pride. And I think that haughtiness goes along with pride and arrogance. I think they're kind of like musketeers, you know? And there's usually like controlling spirits and mind control that try to affect the situation and bring in miscommunication or misunderstanding in some way, shape, or form. And so we don't want you to cast those out, but we do want you to bind it up, because you don't want seven mercers coming back until you really get trained in this. But if you bind it up, that's like tying it up with a rope and stopping it.
Now, if anybody hasn't seen War Room, you can look at it this week. We'll talk about some more next week, but we're going to talk a little bit about the movie itself.
Yeah.
If you look at Tony, I mean, he's got a lot of pride. First of all, he's built like a tank.
Tony in the movie. We're talking about the characters. not our wonderful.
Not our loving Tony, no.
Tony Lewis is very loving.
Yeah.
But the movie Tony.
In the movie Tony, and Tony and Elizabeth we're talking about, he's buffed. He's built like a tank, right? At his age, he can still do a backflip. He's phenomenal physically. He's a fairly handsome man and dresses sharp and has all the right stuff going for him. He's got a lot of pride going on there that he's going to have to deal with.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we always have to watch out for pride. Pride is one of Satan's biggest tools to lead us into challenges. I remember when I was doing very well financially back before I gave my life to the Lord, you know, I had a lot of pride challenge, and it caused a lot of problems in my life. So I'm glad that that's out of my life now. I still work continually to try to remain humble at all times. And it's an ongoing thing for most people. Okay.
Okay, let's go to question 10.
Okay, question 10. What was the pastor talking about that aligns with our church theme, ABC 633? And just speak it out because we're on the thing. We can't see hands go up or anything. So just go ahead and speak it out. And there's no condemnation here. We're just having fun. Go ahead.
I can't see it.
Says, what was the pastor talking about?
So what was the pastor in the church talking about? He was talking when Tony and Elizabeth went to church, and Tony, the pastor was talking about something. Does anybody remember that?
Annie, I've gone ahead and co-hosted you. So if you see any golden hands, then you can go ahead and call on them. And if you need to meet or unmute anybody, feel free to do that, Annie, okay?
Okay. Well, hint, it was at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, the beginning of the Okay. The answer is
God is looking for people who will seek him with a whole heart, and he being God knows the difference. God knows when people are half baked. You know, what's the verse we talked about? If you're lukewarm, God will vomit you out of the mouth. So God knows he's looking for people with a whole heart, okay? And of course that lines up with 6:33, Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I mean, Tony went to church, but he wasn't seeking God first, right? Okay.
No. He was checking out a girl in another pew.
Really? And to be honest,
that wasn't seeking God at all.
And to be honest, and Elizabeth, as you can tell from her first meeting with the other woman,
Clara,
she wasn't seeking God either. Well, I go to church sometimes. Was that because your pastor preaches sometimes? I mean, come on, let's be honest about this. Neither of them were seeking God.
Right.
But, you know, it took one to start seeking God to bring the family around.
Now, A, B, C, or seek God. So that's not your challenge. But God is calling us to seek him even more. Yeah. If you are going through any challenges in your life, it means that what you're doing isn't good enough for the attacks coming against you. So when it stepped up against us, we need to do what?
Step up.
Step up. Right. Okay. Exactly. So now let's go to question number. Yeah, go ahead, Annie.
They put it on here, but notice they weren't seeking God, but did you notice how many Bibles were in that house?
Oh, that was a good point. They had a lot of Bibles and they had to go find them. Right. Okay. So now question 11, what was Clara's prayer strategy? Most Christians have dusty Bibles or they're up on a shelf, right? But Clara, she learned through the School of Hard Knocks. So anybody remember what her prayer strategy was?
I don't remember what we're talking about.
Okay.
Was the fight against the enemy, right?
What was it?
Correct, yes.
The fight against the enemy to have a strategy and resources to win the battle.
That's exactly right, Gwen. Anybody else? Okay, she had prayers for every area of her life, which was the strategy Gwen was talking about. And she actually used that word, Clara did, and what the scriptures say. Seeking, trusting, and standing on the word. The weapon is praying the word of God. The strategy is using different scriptures for each situation. So if the prayers you're using aren't working and you're still having a challenge, we need to teach you other prayers that will help you, okay?
Now, of course, ABC teaches that. We go by affirmations. We use those things. There's an affirmation for whatever's attacking you. And we say, use that word. That is your weapon. So it's very similar concept to what the movie's teaching, okay? Now, the scripture we line up with this is Ephesians 6, 17b, and 18. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, okay? So the word is your sword. It's your weapon, okay? All right, question 12. In the scene with Elizabeth and Danielle sitting on the bed, her daughter Danielle says to Elizabeth, "I think you love me a little bit," because Elizabeth didn't invest personal time into her daughter's life. How do you think the Heavenly Father feels when we say we love him, but don't spend personal time with him? And what scripture relates to this topic?
Anybody? What scripture can you apply to that? What, Beth?
Speed up, Beth. It's okay.
Is it from Ephesians?
Uh-huh.
Ephesians 6.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would apply. That's right. You have to use the sword of the Spirit. That would apply too. And here's another scripture, Matthew 22:37-38. What does it say? Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord with all your God, with all your what? Heart, soul, all your mind." And this is the first
and great commandment,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we love God. Sometimes we need to show him more by spending more time with him. Don't you love it when people you love want to spend more time with you?
Yes.
Same way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another one. John 2:5. "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." Okay, let's go to the next question.
Real quick before you move on. When I was looking at this scripture, the perfect love of God casts out all fear. Well, how do you get perfected in God's love? And the answer was right there, to keep his word.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool.
So Jesus is the word of God. So the more time you spend with him, then the more you're being saturated in his perfect love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, question 13. In the scene with Clara and Elizabeth, Clara explains to her that she needs to stop whining and trying to fix her husband. Instead, pray and allow God to change him. Okay. What scripture relates to this topic?
So we shouldn't want to try to fix someone else. What we should do is pray for the person, not to manipulate through prayers, but to ask God to open their eyes and flood them with the understanding and let God change them. But the best thing to do is for us to change ourselves and how we react to them, so that we're reacting in the fruit of the Spirit and more loving. Okay.
What's the main thought of this question, though? Somebody give me an answer. Give me what you think about this question. How do you think and feel about this? How about it does no good to whine and complain?
Yeah.
To change the things.
My thought.
That's true.
Right. Stop whining and have, as I call it, having your pity party and just start praying.
Exactly.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, you can complain all you want about something.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it. But if you pray about it, you're actually working toward a solution.
Exactly.
Okay. The other thing is this here. We often talk about the power of the words, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if somebody's out there saying A, B, C, complain, they're actually speaking that into being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're confessing it.
Yes.
This is happening right now. In her case, my husband is this bad. My husband is that bad. My husband is this bad. Well, she's speaking it over her husband.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like that Clara said? She said, please write down all the things that you think that are wrong with your husband. She says, oh my, there's a lot. And she said, I'm going to need more than one paper or something like that. And then she says, look at this long list. Let me, show it to you. And Clara said, I don't want to see it. And she says, how much of this session do you want to spend complaining and whining about your husband instead of learning how to pray for him so that God will change him?
Here's an analogy.
Good perspective, you know.
Here's an analogy for you. I think it works very well. Somebody who's overweight goes to the gym and just talks about how overweight they are. Doesn't do any good.
No,
it does not. Start working out.
No, it doesn't. I'll tell you, it does. And standing by the juice bar with those donuts didn't help either.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
remember, life and death are in the power of the tongue.
That's right. Yes. Very good.
Very good point.
Okay, so let's scroll down. We got Philippians 2:14-16 and Colossians 3:13 are good ones to consider. So Philippians 2:14-16, do all things without complaining. Oh my goodness.
Let's all repeat that. I will do all things without complaining and disputing. And disputing, right. that we may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom I shine as a light in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in Christ. That I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Jesus' name, and we all agree with each other in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at this scripture. If someone's complaining, all they've done that day has been in vain. All right, next one, please. Colossians 3:13. Bearing with one another, forgiving one another. Key point, forgiving one another. If anyone has complained against another, even as Christ forgave you, you must do.
Okay, and as good ABCers, we will say this prayer and forgive the other person. But now we have to learn to forget that the offense against us and not let the video in our mind replay the offense over and over,
again.
We have to release them, okay? All right, and we'll talk about that later. But try
to say that that's one easier week. Said than done, Pastor Karen.
Nobody said it was easy.
But that's our assignment this week, everybody.
But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
That's right. We're all going to work on this week. Who wants to work on this week?
But that should be our key point. Seek God and not complain.
Yeah. Seek God, not complain. And when we had an offense, we choose to change the channel in our mind.
Amen.
Okay, amen. And we're going to think on these things that are, Annie, will you read that scripture? What do we think on, Annie, instead?
The things that are good and things that are true.
That's right.
Oh, you want me to read the whole thing to you?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull it up. Finally, brethren, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
So think on the things that are true. What upsets you and hurts you is a lie from the devil. Remember what Apostle Joshua says, forgiveness is a gift you give to who?
Yourself.
Let's give that gift to ourselves this week, because every challenge we have in our lives, the root is unforgiveness somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ask the Holy Spirit what it is, and we have to forgive and forget and release it and move forward, okay? So let's do the next question.
What did Elizabeth need to show towards Tony?
Compassion.
What did we just talk about?
Compassion and grace and forgiveness.
Forgiveness is the main key. Forgiveness and grace.
Grace.
Right.
Because what did Clara say?
That's right.
With all those things, does Tony still need God's, does God still love him? Doesn't he count for grace? Mm-hmm. Do you have grace for Tony? Remember Clara saying that to Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yeah.
He says, but he doesn't deserve grace, but, you know.
What about you?
Yeah, so with forgiveness comes grace and mercy and compassion. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They all go together, okay? Very good. So those are all right answers. What scripture do we base that on?
It's Ephesians 4:29. Okay.
Let
no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. I show what's good for necessary edification to be impart grace to the hearers. We always want to impart grace to our hearers, you know. And that's why I say there's no condemnation here. If you're talking about something, you know, make a mistake, it's a safe harbor environment here. We're here to learn and grow together as a team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, question 15. We can't ask God to forgive us when we what?
Don't want to forgive ourselves.
Or
forgive others.
Yeah. So this should actually say forgive others and ourselves.
It should. Very good point there, by the way.
Very good point.
Okay,
based on?
Matthew 6:15. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Or women.
This is true. Yes.
Okay, question 16.
There's no room for God and who on the throne of your heart?
No room for God and anyone else on the throne of your
heart. That's right. That's exactly right.
There's no room for God and you on the throne of your heart. God alone should be on the throne of your heart.
Yes.
It's all about God. And the verse is Exodus 20:4-5. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that's heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
Okay.
Okay, question 17. What do you kick the enemy out of your home with?
Prayer. Word of God.
All of the above.
Yeah, but using authority, speaking the word of God. You saw when she said, devil, I'm not going to take it anymore. You get out of your house. You get out of the family. However she phrased it, I'm paraphrasing a little bit now. But she got mad. She took her authority and says, devil, you leave my family, my man alone. Jesus is Lord of this house. You don't belong here. So she used the word of God. She used Jesus. And with her loud voice, speaking out loud, not devil, leave the house. She spoke it into being. Okay.
Right. She wasn't mad, like angry, because if you're angry, you're in sin. But she used a godly authority of that tone of voice where she's
anger.
Commanding the devil to get out, and not in angry, but as a loud voice. When you're mad, you use that loud voice, but don't do it because you're mad. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So take the authority to kick that devil out, and do it not because you're angry or upset, but because you are in authority. When we get into sin and anger, then that might thwart your prayers. So it's a fine line taking your authority and making sure that you don't get angry, okay? But in that voice tone, as if someone is, very, stern and taking command, okay?
Okay, and the scriptures are Mark 3:15, and we have power to heal sickness and cast out demons. And Luke 10:19, behold, I, being Jesus, give you, us, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt or injure you. So we have that authority inside of us, but we have to use it.
Right. No injuries either. I learned that today. Annie, what version was that?
That was the ESV.
ESV version. I like that one. Very good. Thank you. Annie shared that with me today.
You're welcome.
Okay. Question 18. What was Elizabeth's roadblock or sins that she needed to repent of?
All right. Anger, one, wasn't it?
She was anger.
Anger is one.
She was very angry. What else?
We talked about it earlier.
Pride?
Well, she had pride too.
She did have pride, but that's not how we're looking for.
Forgiveness?
That's there right.
You go. Oh, unforgiveness.
That's right.
She was unforgiveness toward Tony. She wasn't forgiving Tony. Mm-hmm. Therefore, her prayers wouldn't be answered if she's in unforgiveness.
Because it blocks the prayers.
Right.
Yes. And unforgiveness blocks the blessings, and unforgiveness makes attacks come even worse. So if you have attack after attack after attack after attack, it's because the person isn't realizing where the unforgiveness is. And sit down and ask the Holy Spirit what you're unaware of, okay? Because you're not doing it on purpose. But the unaware sins, that's why we say do more unaware sins prayers. It protects you until you become aware, okay? So what's the answer? There you go. You all had it. Anger, under forgiveness, and pride. You're all right.
Good job.
Okay, scriptures on that.
Scriptures 29:22. And an angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. Go ahead.
So we need to ask God to help us get rid of that anger. And anytime we get angry or mad, we need to repent and ask the Holy Spirit every time we sin, Holy Spirit, help me not to do any of these sins again. And we forgive ourselves and we do our CRB and we bind up those demons, okay?
Who knows what Proverbs 15:1 says?
I don't.
You do?
I do, yes.
What is it?
A gentle answer turns away wrath. So if you are gentle toward it, the wrath will go away from you. But if you get angry, you know, it's like it's fuel on a fire. Okay.
That's a good one. Write that down.
Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath.
Why don't we say that? Heavenly Father.
Help me to have a gentle answer to turn away wrath.
And take away any anger and any strife. And I bind that up and you cannot affect me anymore.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, question 19. When did Elizabeth take her authority and tell the devil to get out of her house, family, and marriage? After what?
When she started praying in the war room.
Yes. She got bolder.
She got revelation. Mm-hmm.
And revelation. What else? She didn't want to lose her man.
Mm-hmm.
She went to war for him.
Mm-hmm.
And her family. Mm-hmm. And she repeated James 4:7 three times. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say this together. Let's say it together three times. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I submit to God.
I resist the devil.
And you flee from me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I submit to God. I resist the devil. And devil, you flee from me.
My family. And my home.
My home.
And those of you that are married, say, and my marriage.
And my marriage.
In Jesus' name. Let's do it again.
In the name of Jesus, I submit to God.
I can resist the devil. And Satan.
And Satan, demons, devil, and evil spirits, you flee from me.
My family, and my church. In Jesus' name. Okay, next one. That was good.
You say the rest of the next thing.
What? Last question.
Okay, what did the devil steal from Elizabeth?
What he always steals, your joy.
Joy.
You hit the nail on the head.
You guys are good. And that's the last thing she said. And you cannot have my joy.
That's right.
Okay, scripture, Nehemiah 8:10, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Okay, let's do that three times. In the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
My strength.
Joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of
Jesus, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Now remember, ABC always says to check your thermostats. What are your thermostats?
Joy, peace, and patience.
Yes, and add one more is love. Love, joy, peace, patience.
Okay.
You see that there those things are not operating, then you need to step away, go CRB, and stop the devil right there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's recommendations we're adding. ABC at 6:33. So let's try to get up at 6:33. And if you are early birds and are already awake, can you stop at 6:33 and pray for our church and each other? What are we going to pray? Everything we're learning here on these Wednesday nights, we're going to keep praying for joy for everybody to walk in forgiveness, for everyone to submit to God or resist the devil and he will flee from us. We are going to help each other pray these things through, okay?
And joy, and patience.
Secret war room for spiritual warfare, intercessory prayer, and fight the right way with God's word. In addition, affirm the ABC War Room affirmations on a regular basis. You all should have gotten those by email. If you didn't get them, let us know. And did you like that study?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to continue that next week, and it's teaching you how to fight the good fight of faith in a stronger way. Okay?
Amen.
I don't know if we, yes, Stephen and Donna.
Yeah.
Okay. So Stephen and Donna Wong, you are going to be doing the communion tonight. And so let's do a USP together before they start. Okay. And.
Okay. So repeat it. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware
of any sin.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For cleansing me.
For cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9. And I've been healed.
And I've been healed
by the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes
of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have
the mind of Christ.
And I, my brain.
My brain.
My brain.
My mind.
My mind.
And my body.
And my body.
My memory.
My memory.
And recall.
And
recall.
Functions perfectly.
Perfectly.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
God has made.
God has made.
The words of my mouth.
The words
of my mouth.
And meditations of my heart.
Pleasing
to him.
Pleasing to him.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Stephen and Donna, go ahead.
We'd like to thank everyone for this opportunity this evening and for your time. We say,
ready.
Yes.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." In Jesus' name.
So we ask that you take the cup and give thanks together right now in Jesus' name.
Okay, so we'll take the body.
Right, the body.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup, is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So in agreement, he took the cup in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
For we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Stephen and Donna. That was very good. Appreciate it. Okay, who would like to do communion next week with the body and blood? Let's see.
Now, while she's doing this, if anybody hasn't seen the movie, I recommend you rent it this week so we can have a really strong conversation next week. And spend some time processing how accurate that movie is to how we're supposed to act and how it lines up with ABC teachings. Mm. It's really pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. And if you don't get a chance to see the movie, join us on Wednesdays anyway. Just apply it to every area of our life, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't let that stop you from joining us on Wednesdays, okay? Mm-hmm. Frida, next week, can you do the body?
I think I can, yeah.
Okay, great. And let's see. And Susan, could you do the blood next week? Are you up to that? If you're not, that's okay. But if you can, would be good. Let's see if Susan's there. She's babysitting. Susan, are you there? I'll ask you to unmute. Can you unmute yourself? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I can do it.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right. And too bad we can't see it. Ethan. Hi, honey. Hi, little baby Ethan.
Oh, he's asleep.
Good. Oh, next time we'll get to see him. Okay, and Sharon Crane, are the girls with you today? Let's see. It's Sharon. Can you unmute yourself?
They're not with me today. But okay. Kinley has a livestock showing Friday, and we're going to bring them home Friday night.
Oh, okay.
For the whole weekend.
All right. So we might get to see them Sunday.
Okay. Any feedback about tonight's session? How do you guys feel about this?
It's good.
Good.
Yes.
What did you like the best about the movie and these life lessons and Bible studies on the movie?
Well, it illustrates the scripture. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And did you like watching it in a movie where you could see it demonstrated, like when the robber came up and she used her authority and she used the name of Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Because in these days, that's important to know, right?
It is.
Not to be afraid. Yes, and then just go reward yourself with some ice cream after.
Yeah. I like that idea. Yes. Yes.
Right. That was a good one. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. Carol Early just logged on. How are you doing tonight, Hi, Carol?
I'm well. How are you all doing?
Good.
I've been on for a little bit.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you got to participate in some of it. And remember, if you guys want to catch up, you can always go to ABC On Demand and watch the video from before and be able to catch up with the Bible studies. Okay. Carol, would you close in prayer for us tonight?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now. We just thank you and we praise you and we glorify and magnify your name. Father God, it was your doing, Father God, in that we were all, Father God, able to connect tonight, to be together tonight, and to go over your word and the scripture in this amazing movie, Father God, that you have given man understanding about, Lord God, your word through this movie. So we just praise you that all of the questions that we went through today, Father God, that we will meditate on them, Father God, and we will hear and do and move forward, Lord God, in our own war rooms, Father, kicking the enemy out of our homes and our life and our finances and everything that has to do with who we are and who our family is. We thank you, Father God, that everybody's coming up, waking up, Father God, at 6:33 a.m. to pray for our church and each other, and that we will see flood and abundance of testimonies and change in our lives. So we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify and glorify your name, Lord God. And I just calls God's angel forward to every home this evening. And Father God, we just thank you for the sweet sleep we'll all have. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, okay, so on Wednesday nights, we get our assignments for our 6:33 for a whole week. And so continue praying for people to get better sleep and refreshing sleep and uninterrupted, okay? keep praying for people to accelerate the manifestation of their healing, to if there's any unforgiveness that they're unaware of, that the Holy Spirit will show us if it's blocking our prayers or allowing attacks to come in, and to take our authority and to walk more in grace and God's mercy. So those are some good things to pray for. And then pray in tongues, obviously, so that things that we don't know what's going on with each other, the Holy Spirit knows, and we're going to support each other. Okay. So anyone that wants to stay for prayer, we'll be here to stay on. And the rest of you can have a beautiful evening and be blessed as you go in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, buddy. See you Sunday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you all.
Okay, so who wants prayer? Hi, Shannon. Shannon, do you need prayer?
Yeah, I'm a little tired, but I'm not sure if I need it. It depends on if anybody else wants it. I'll be fine.
Well, you know what? We will pray for everybody. Tony and Beth, you want prayer too?
No, we're fine. Thank you.
Fine. Okay, so you could press the red end button, and then
the red button.
Yeah, but Beth, I do plan on calling you sometime this week, okay? All right, love you guys.
Bye, guys. Good seeing you.
Bye. Okay, so Shannon, let me do some breakout rooms. And Annie and...
I'll be fine, I guess. I'll be fine.
Shannon, I'll just take 5 minutes with you. Hold on a minute.
I know.
I'm going to stop the recording. Hold on a minute. Hey, Shannon, hold on just a minute.